Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcaster, the weekly NFL predicting podcast. This week predicting week 6 of the 2025 NFL season. The season is about to be a third of the way done and it's going too soon. Can you believe it? A third of the way done and then I will be depressed because football will be gone. But there's spring football, but it's spring football, so that doesn't really count. So very sad time. We gotta hold on to it. We gotta cherish it while it's here. So we've got starting off in Europe. Well, we've already had Thursday night football. The Giants beat by a wide margin the collapsing Eagles. So starting off the later games, we have a Europe game, the Broncos versus the Jets. The Broncos beat the Eagles. The Broncos are a really good team behind Bo Nix, and they could be, in the near future, a contender for a deep playoff run. The Jets are the Jets, and they have the worst record over the last 8 years out of any NFL team. They're the Jets. They managed to lose to the Dolphins. They're 0-5, and I think they're about to be 0-6. There are some injuries. They don't really affect the outcome of the game, in my opinion. And I think the Broncos are going to blow them out, like 31-14. And the Broncos will be 4-2 at the end of this, and the Jets 0-6. Browns at Steelers. The Browns lost again. They lost last week's Europe game to the Vikings. The Steelers are coming off a bye. They were doing really well before the bye. They're 3-1, and I think they'll improve to 4-1, 21-13. And the Browns will be without Joe Flacco. Now, that's really interesting to mention because Joe Flacco was traded to the Bengals. And so Dylan Gabriel will be starting. So interesting to see how that plays out, but I think he will lose this game, not because of his skill or lack thereof, but not saying he's unskilled, but because the Browns are the Browns, and the Steelers have been doing incredible. Now, the Cowboys at the Panthers, who would have imagined that the Cowboys and the Panthers would have the same number of wins? That's pretty interesting. The Cowboys are kind of injured. Daron Bland is questionable. And Trayvon Diggs is also questionable. CeeDee Lamb is out again, so their offense taking a hit. Miles Sanders is out. Jack Sanborn is also out. And so is Kevontae Turpin. So, and Tyler Smith is questionable. So lots of injuries there. The Panthers beat the Dolphins. They've been trending upwards, I think. The Cowboys are kind of a pathetic team. The Panthers, though, plenty of injuries. Jalen Coker is questionable. Caleb Evans is out. Chuba Hubbard is out. Mike Jackson is questionable. Taylor Morton is out. Jatavion Sanders and Chael Smith-Wade are questionable. Tershawn Wharton is out. But the Panthers have been on the up. The Cowboys, I think, are going to win, but the Panthers could beat them. That would be such a Cowboys thing to lose that to the Panthers, but I think it'll be embarrassingly close. 21-17 for the Cowboys. Now, Chargers dropped their last two games, and their starting running back, who's been pretty good, is injured now. He's on injured reserve. Omarion Hampton is, I think, out for the year. And they've dropped their last two games to the Giants and to the Commanders. But the Dolphins, they can turn this around against the Dolphins. Still some injuries to that offensive line. Joe Alt is still out. Darius Davis is out. Bud Dupree is questionable. Quentin Johnston is questionable. Denzel Perryman's questionable. Also missing tackle on the other side, Rashawn Slater, who got put on injured reserve. So their offensive line, they're basically playing with three offensive linemen, just the guards and the center. The Dolphins, though, I don't think are going to capitalize. Their only win was a close one against the Jets. They just lost to the Panthers. And so for them, Elijah Campbell and Terrell Dotson are out. So really, I think the Chargers, despite their injuries, are still going to win because the Dolphins have done absolutely nothing this year. Of course, Tyreek Hill tore his ACL. He's gone for the season. I think it'll be kind of close, but the Chargers are still, I think, going to win 24-21. Now, the Cardinals at the Colts. I mean, the Cardinals are never a real team. They're never a real contender. Even if they start out well, they always fall apart in the middle of the season, which is kind of what the Eagles are doing. Very interesting. It's the bird teams. And they're going against the Colts. Colts, 4-1, they've been doing really well. Only loss was against the Rams. And the Cardinals, Kyler Murray is questionable. He's got a foot injury. Zay Jones is questionable. Darius Robinson is out. And Mac Wilson is questionable. For the Colts, Kenny Moore II is out. Tyler Goodson is also out, but no major injuries on the Colts side or the Cardinals side, really. I mean, the Cardinals can't be expected to do anything. They lost a completely unlosable game against the Titans. And the Colts, despite their one loss and really shooting themselves in the foot with the entire magazine there, they are still a really good team. They've still put together a pretty good season. Of course, Jonathan Taylor is always a threat, so they're going to win pretty easily, I think, 28-14 or 13. Can't expect the Cardinals to get two touchdowns. That's a bit too much after their loss to the Titans. That's an achievement. They should hand out a trophy for worst loss, like, along with MVP and, like, everything. Like, here, you suck, and here's a reminder of that, and we're also presenting this on live TV in front of everyone, so just some motivation for them to do better. There should be a public humiliations NFL award, like worst at every position or LVP. That would be pretty interesting. I'd watch that. So Rams, Ravens, Rams coming off a tough overtime loss to the 49ers. That was heartbreaking for me. Ravens coming off another loss, and they're 1-4. They've been atrocious, and they've only had a non-losing record for 2 weeks, when they were 0-0 and when they were 1-1. And the Ravens, however, they are getting some players on their secondary back, so that's good for them. They're getting Kyle Hamilton back. They're getting Marlon Humphrey back. So their secondary is getting healthier, but Lamar Jackson's out. Cooper Rush is starting, and that's going to be rough. For the Rams, Rob Havenstein is doubtful. Rams have struggled with offensive line for as long as I can remember. Omar Spates is also doubtful. Really important part of that defense in the middle there. Tutu Atwell, Colby Parkinson, questionable. Parkinson has a concussion, so interesting to see if he'll be playing. For the Ravens, again, Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey are back. That secondary has been their problem, but they're facing a tough test. They're going up against Puka, Nacua, Devontae Adams, and Matthew Stafford, so really interesting to see how that's going to go for them. Chidobe Awuzie is out. That's a corner. That seems like it would be a problem against the Rams offense. Zay Flowers is questionable. Lamar Jackson, as I said, is out. Patrick Ricard is out. Roquan Smith and Devontae Walker also out. So, I mean, the Ravens weren't able to do much most of the season. Really, they had like two good showings and then they fell apart. And one of those showings, again, they lost. That was against the Bills when they disappeared. When the defense just decided to disappear. Now Lamar Jackson got injured and they got blown out by the Texans. So it's not going really well for them. And the Rams are 3-2. They've had some bad losses, but still a pretty dangerous passing offense with the top receiver in football at the moment for this year. And Kyren Williams, who's a good rusher, but gotta ease up on the butter right there, keeps fumbling. Just keeps fumbling. You know, are they gonna catch him with Stickum? He's not a receiver. It's probably fine. But Kyren Williams has some costly fumbles. Cost the Rams potentially a Super Bowl last season, fumbling against the Eagles, though Stafford also fumbled in the snow. And cost the Rams the game when fumbling, kind of an Ernest Byner fumble against the 49ers, fumbled very close to a touchdown. And ultimately, it wasn't all on him. They also failed in, you know, the fourth quarter in overtime where he was stopped, but that was a bad play call. Anyway, aside from talking about my favorite team and their shortcomings, I do think the Rams are going to win. And the Ravens are just so injured. Their secondary is back. But again, they're injured, and the Rams do have a very dangerous passing offense. It would be great if this game was a week ago, and Marlon Humphrey and Kyle Hamilton weren't back yet. That would be really nice, but can't have everything. Still think the Rams are going to win. Without Lamar Jackson in his escapability, I have no clue how Cooper Rush is going to hold up. It's a pretty decent pass rush the Rams have, so I don't know how he's going to hold up. It's really more on the offensive line there, because Cooper Rush isn't escaping anything. He couldn't escape a wet paper bag, so the runs out of the pocket, avoiding tackles, that's pretty doubtful to come from Cooper Rush. However, you know, Ravens still have a pretty good offense. They've got good receivers, and they've still got a pretty decent defense. Well, they actually do have the worst pass defense in the league, but their entire secondary has been injured. So with them back, interesting to see how that works. But still, Rams are going to win. And even if the Rams have secondary issues, like when the worst starting corners in the league, Emmanuel Forbes, I hate that guy, they're still going to win. I mean, the last time the Rams played the Ravens, it broke my heart when the Rams lost in overtime. But the only reason the Ravens didn't lose was because Lamar Jackson could avoid being sacked every other play. So, really interesting to see Cooper Rush get planted like a seedling, but Rams ultimately, I think, going to be the victors here, 31-17. Patriots at Saints. You know, Saints, they beat the Giants for their first win. Patriots just beat the Bills, so they're coming off of different, you know, highs right now. Again, Patriots are, they're looking to be a pretty good team and potentially a wild card team. Last time they made the wild card was with Mac Jones in 2021, and then they got demolished by the Bills, and the Bills had a perfect game with, like, no kicks or punts, so, or turnovers. So, Patriots, I think, are going to win here against the Saints. I think it'll be close, but I mean, Drake May can really do something. So, Patriots 21, Saints 16 is my prediction. Seahawks at Jaguars. Now, the Seahawks have been doing pretty well with Sam Darnold, who is still surprisingly good. However, they're going against the Jaguars. The Jaguars doing pretty well. And the Seahawks have a pretty injured secondary. Cornerback Devon Witherspoon is doubtful. Other cornerback, Reek Woolen, is out. I remember when that guy had 6 interceptions in a season and lost Rookie of the Year to Sauce Gardner because Sauce Gardner was ultimately better in coverage. Fair. For the Jaguars, Yasir Abdullah is questionable and not a lot of injuries there. I think the Jaguars are going to win. The Jaguars beat the Chiefs. They've been doing really well. They beat the 49ers. They beat the Chiefs. They're 4-1. I think this will be a good battle. Ultimately, I think Jaguars 28-24 are going to take the victory here. And I think it's going to be crazy. I think it'll be really fun to watch. Now, we have the Titans at the Raiders. I got to say, Geno Smith is one of the worst starting quarterbacks in history. I had a good high with the Seahawks, but now he's crashing and burning. He's thrown more interceptions than touchdowns. He threw the ball away on 4th and 5. That was funny, or at least interesting. And he really has just been making terrible throws. The Chargers game was like the epitome of a disaster for him. So, Geno Smith, probably the worst starting quarterback in the NFL this season, against Cam Ward on one of the worst teams this season. Oh, look at that. The Titans won an unwinnable game against the Cardinals, but the Cardinals completely messed that up. The Titans are still a bad team. It's going to be really interesting to see how this bottom feeder matchup goes. It's like the two little sucker fish fighting over that last piece of sea scum over there. This is truly a terrible matchup, but really interested to see how that works out. I mean, the Raiders managed to win a game better than the Titans won the game. I think they will end up winning in a complete mess, 22-9. 49ers at Buccaneers. 49ers coming off a win. The Buccaneers have been doing really, really well. And I think this is a good matchup. A really interesting matchup. I think the Buccaneers will ultimately come out on top. 49ers still have a very long injury list, including Alfred Collins, Kelly Davis, Juwan Jennings, Mac Jones, questionable, and then Yetur Gross-Matos, one of their top inside rushers, Ricky Purcell, Brock Purdy, all, and Jordan Watkins out, so they're still hit hard by injuries. Buccaneers still have some rough injuries, including their receivers, both of their really good receivers. They're good veteran receivers. Amika Egbuka is really going to have to carry this one because Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Bucky Irving are all out. So the offense is really on Amika Egbuka and his connection with Baker Mayfield. So this is like a hospital matchup. So they're going to be strangling each other with IV lines here. So really, I don't know who's going to win. It's a toss-up. I think if they were fully healthy, the Buccaneers would win. I think now the Buccaneers are going to win by less, but still going to win. I think 21-16 for the Buccaneers. Bengals at Packers. So, again, Bengals just got Joe Flacco to replace Joe Burrow. And on the other hand, Packers have been pretty good. They're 2-1-1. And I think the Packers are still going to win. They unless Flacco can do what Mayfield did for the Rams in 2022, it's going to be rough when they basically overnight shipped a quarterback and, kind of plug and play, see how that works out. But for the Bengals, Ja'Marr Chase is questionable. He has an illness, so if he's feeling extra sick tomorrow, or later today, it's late, then the Bengals are basically done. The Packers don't really have any major injuries. They have a lot of injuries. Well, including Zach. So Zach Tom and Rashid Walker are actually major injuries. They're both questionable with... they're both the tackles and Devontae Wyatt's out. So some important injuries there. Ultimately, think Packers are going to win. Think they're a better team. Think they're a better offense. And they're going to take it over the Bengals. I think Joe Flacco might struggle a bit. But I think later in the season, this will be a good investment. I think they're still going to end up with a losing record. But that's just me. So I think Packers 24, Bengals 10. Then Lions at Chiefs. Lions have been good this year. Chiefs, not so much. I mean, they are recovering, but it's slowly. So Lions do have a bunch of injuries. So Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, Khalif Raymond, all questionable. Now, Branch and Joseph are safeties. They're both safeties for the Lions, so, and starting safeties, so that's rough. And then Terrion Arnold, Zach Cunningham, Taylor Decker, and Aleem McNeil, and Saion Vaki are out. So, offensive line injuries abound. Secondary injuries, too. And for the Chiefs, they don't really have injuries. So, I think the Lions are still going to win. The Chiefs have not been doing good at all this year. And Patrick Mahomes is probably going to get planted by Aiden Hutchinson. So, I'm all for it. I think the Lions are going to win pretty comfortably, 28-13. And then on Monday, they're doing the thing again. They're doing the stupid doubleheader. Why do they do this? People aren't home from work at 4:15 Western time or Pacific time. I'm not home from school. No one's home. This sucks. This is terrible. They shouldn't do this. We should lead a strike. We should lead a protest outside the NFL headquarters, in which is actually in LA, by SoFi Stadium on Stan Kroenke's land. So we should have a protest there. But yeah, this game, Bills at Falcons. The Bills took their first loss to the Patriots. It was a rough one. James Cook did pretty poorly. Now they're going up against the Falcons. Falcons have a really good run defense, but really interesting to see how this holds up after the bye for the Bills. DeMar Hamlin is out. I remember the game where that guy died. That was scary. Dalton Kincaid is questionable. Matt Milano is out. So, still, Matt Milano is out. Ed Oliver is there, but still without Matt Milano. So, that front seven taking some injuries still for the Falcons. They don't have major injuries. AJ Terrell is back. And, I mean, that's what you get after the bye. Darnell Mooney, he's still there, is out. That's interesting, he's still there. Anyway, I think the Falcons are going to put up a fight, but I think the Bills will rebound. And I think it'll be a pretty good, pretty interesting game, 24-24, the Bills. And then, finally, Monday Night Football on ABC. Bears at Commanders. I don't know what you expect. Commanders had a really good game against the Chargers. And the Bears are, well, the Bears. Jaden Daniels looked really good coming back. Terry McLaurin is out, though. Deebo Samuel is questionable. But they've been looking really good. And Deebo Samuel has looked pretty good for them. So, Bears, Commanders, I think. Commanders on top, for sure. So, again, they demolished the Chargers last time they played 27-10. No, they're going up against the worst quality team. I think it'll be 37-2. Probably still 10. I expect a big blowout for the Commanders. 37-10 against the Bears. Anyway, this is a long and late episode. I'm very sorry for it. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this installment of Penalty on the Podcaster. You'll hear more of me next episode.